Hello, good evening. My name's Rory Nicholson. I teach.
Oh, cheers. I'll just put this on. Hi there, good evening. My name's Rory Nicholson. I teach at Musselburgh Grammar School. I've been delighted tonight to hear references to Alistair Campbell and from Mr. Lennon's blog about Downing Street. And I feel as nervous as Tony Blair in front of the Iraq inquiry at the moment, because this is my first teach meet. I want to talk to you tonight about the use of smartphones in the classroom. I'm obviously involved with the rollout, as we all are, curriculum for excellence. And I went to an event run by LT Scotland called Literacy Across Learning, and was quite taken and struck by the definition of texts. By definition, a text is the medium through which new ideas, experiences, opinions, and information can be communicated. Examples of texts include spoken word, reports, reviews, blogs, text messages, social networking sites, and for me personally, I think the use of apps really have a lot of potential in the classroom. I spoke to my fourth year class today. I actually just got roped into giving a presentation today through Fergal, and I haven't had a huge amount of time to prepare, but I did have a fourth year class last thing, period six today, and I took some time to actually chat to them about their thoughts and ideas. And one of the statements that struck me was that, this was one of my fourth year boys who said, we should be able to use new technology. And like most people here in this room, we've got a phone on us, a smartphone on us, which can be used. I just want to draw your attention to a few things here. Podcasts that can be used, for example, The Economist, BBC Africa. They're very, very good for stopwatches. A lot of kids don't wear watches. My class of 15 today, only one was wearing a watch. There's a camera which can be used during election campaigns to record, to make podcasts. There's a voice recorder which can be used. Apps such as the World Fact Book, dictionaries, and there's a homework application which can be used in place of a physical paper one. So I think I'm out.